started feeling a little nervous. But Ernest Holmes says, don't be afraid of change or what may happen after change has kind of rolled through your life. And I don't know about you, but in the past, I have been somewhat afraid of changes until I understood that the nature of change was to bring about whatever it is you're intending, what you're thinking about. So when you think about it, though, there has been change ever since the beginning of life. And I learned that the Ice Age itself was a period of decreasing temperatures, and it expanded the continents and, made a lot of changes to the flora and fauna on our planet. And the present ice age that we're passing through now is over 400,000 years old. This is not the first ice age, though. I think there have been at least five in the history of our planet, and God knows about other planets as well. And you can see some of the changes even now. I went to Yosemite National Park a couple of years ago and took a tour, and I got to see where the glaciers moving through were changing the shape of some of the huge mountains. And it was really interesting. And these glaciers still exist. There are glaciers all over the place. So, and mankind, just our species itself, has been through a lot of changes. I think is my understanding that when we first came out of the water and started walking on 2 feet, we had a brain that served us well to keep us fed and safe. But the brain itself has exploded. Hi, Gail Renwick.
Hi, Drew. Yes.
And it's just amazing. The brains that we have are bigger than we could ever use in a single lifetime. And we can use these not only to keep ourselves safe and find food, but we can think, we can plan, we can dream, and apply our thought creatively. So as a religious scientist, we all hear change your thinking, change your life. And I've amended that to change your closets, clean your closets, change your life too. It works just almost as well. So just thinking or dreaming with your oversized brain will start to change your life. And I'm sure each of us has had a lot of experience with that. So what would happen if we applied a fundamental spiritual principle and applied creative thought to change at a very personal level to kind of address the fear of the future? And I think for a lot of us, fear of any change at all is a real issue. So in the past year, there's been a lot of change in the structure of our society as the pandemic has worked its course. And some of the changes we couldn't have conceived of. Can you imagine not being able to go to a restaurant every time you feel like it? And things like that, getting together with friends is no longer something, we can't do as easily in a physical setting. But maybe this has caused fear, but also it's given us an avenue to try new things and to do different things. And as you know, if you bemoan something, you're going to get a lot of what you're bemoaning about. So with our thoughts, we're either repelling or attracting the life we want to live. And it's not only our individual thoughts, but also our feelings about our thoughts. So if I'm thinking about, I really don't like not having restaurants open, I probably get more not having restaurants open, at least in my county, back in Maryland. So if you start thinking about the future and the present in a positive way, on a very consistent basis, you'll find that tomorrow will be better than today. And this is kind of, to those of us that have been studying this spiritual path for a long time, it seems like second nature, but it also helps to remind ourselves. So when I read this chapter, it made me think about change in my own life. And I've been studying religious science now since like the early 90s. And at first, I started noticing a lot of changes in my life. And those of you who know me, like Connie and Denise and Reverend Hillary, you've known me for a long time. You've seen a lot of the changes that I've gone through. I used to be really scared because it felt like Everything was happening so fast. I felt like I was out of control. And then, as I began to study spiritual principles more, I understood that it's all God and it's all good, and that it was just the law out working in my life. And so I could calm down and relax. And then recently, I thought I'd talk about a recent period of change. And so I started out when I several years ago, I started thinking about retirement from the federal government. I worked for about 40 years for the Department of the Navy, enjoyed it, but I realized that I was at a place in my life where it was probably time to think about something to do. And I was never worried about finding entertainment. It always seems to come to me easily. So one morning in December, I went out to get the paper at my house, and I had a few steps to go down, and I slipped on some black ice at the top of the steps, and I flew down several steps and landed on my ankle. And typical of me, I walked around for a while, a few hours, and then I decided, maybe I need to go get this checked out. So I went to the urgent care clinic. They did an X-ray, and they said, "Guess what? I'd broken my leg and my ankle. I was stupid enough to walk on it." So a few days later, I ended up needing to have that break surgically repaired. And at this time, a neighbor of mine invited me to come stay in her house, since she had very few stairs, and I was living in a place that had three living levels, and it was a real chore to get from the bedroom story down to the basement where the washing machines were and things like that. So I was delighted to do that, and we had a lot of fun together. And during the day, I would come and work from my home, and I didn't have to go into work at all. And so shortly after that, I was given a buyout from the government. They were trying to reduce the size of our staff. And since I was senior, I was an ideal candidate for being given this kind of incentive. So that was falling into place. And at the same time, I had been talking to a realtor a few months before about selling my house and moving. And I didn't have a clear picture of where I wanted to move. I was thinking maybe Greenbelt, Maryland, which is kind of a funky place and my kind of place. And all I knew was that I needed to move so I wasn't going up and down the stairs all the time. And so I selected a date to put my house in the market, and I had a full ratified contract within a week. And I also purchased my current home. And all of this happened within 5 months, my selling my house, getting retired, moving, and healing my leg. So right now I'm living in a gated community in Maryland. My lawn is mowed for me, so I could be gone for months at a time without worrying about my house and yard, which is great. I'll come visit all you guys and not worry about whether my lawn's mowed. Now, on the surface, you'd think, boy, that happened really fast. The manifestations happened very quickly. But the whole thing kind of made sense because I knew I wanted to live in a place where I could leave for months at a time. I knew that living in my neighbor's house gave me an opportunity to broaden some of my friendships in that neighborhood. And those deep friendships continue to this day. And we have a book club, and I consider them some of my best friends. And then as soon as I retired in May of that year, my father's health challenges started to emerge, and I needed to spend a lot of time in Connecticut, which is where I'm originally from. So it worked out perfectly. If I had planned it, it couldn't have worked out any better. And I remember, Reverend Hillary helped me unpack. Connie, did you help me unpack too at my new house? Because I couldn't move a lot with my legs, so I had all this help. It was great. And was I scared at any point in this process? No, not really, because I knew it was exactly what I wanted to have happen. And I wasn't frightened. I was just very, very focused at the time because there was so much to do and adjust to. So when you're dealing with a change, if you keep remembering to direct your thinking, you can begin to shift your thoughts to a point which is more favorable to where you want to end up. And Kaylee, a couple meetings ago, gave the description of adding drops of clear water to a glass of murky water, and eventually the water will clear up. And the same thing with new patterns of thinking that replace our old undesirable ones, as long as we remember to take our thoughts in the direction we really want to go. You don't have to focus hard. You don't need to sit there and really concentrate. But, doing things like appreciating what you have right now, looking forward to new things in the future, you'll replace those old patterns of thought, and you'll look forward to the new things that are coming. So what remains the same throughout all of this change is the nature of spirit. God is all there is, and the law always works. It is unchanging. What changes is our thoughts and our use of the law. So that should give you a feeling of security when you are going through a period of change. So I'm going to close here with a short quote from Ernest Holmes. And he says, a good practice is to sit and to realize that you're the center of a divine attraction, that all things are coming to you, that the power within is going without and drawing back all that you will ever need. Don't argue about it. Just do it. And when you finish, leave it all to the law, and you will know it will be done. Declare that all life, all love and power are now in your life. Declare that you're now in the midst of plenty. Stick to it, even though you may not as yet see the result. It will work, and those who believe the most will always get the most. Think of the law as your friend, always looking out for your interest. Trust completely in it, and it will bring your good to you. And so it is.